Blog Talk Radio.
Amen to that. And good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending on your time zone, and welcome. Welcome, everybody, to Nightlight. Welcome, light workers, light body energies, seekers of the light, watchers, wardens, indigos, soothsayers, mystics, questers and querents, journeymen and journeyers, seekers, star children and philosophers, and all those seeking reason and magic in these times of awakening, evolution, and transformation. I'm Barb DeLong, your host, and along with Mary Peeler and Jeannie, we invite you to come in out of the mainstream and gather around our nightlight in the darkness and confusion of the times. This show represents a sort of pit stop on your cosmic journey, so sit back, share your light with other light-minded people, gather for a time and be sheltered from the storms of evolution and change. This is our own very small oasis in the turmoil that we call creation. Share with us your light, we'll share ours with you, and with any luck, we can generate enough light to not only light our ways, but provide light enough for others who are seeking as well. These journeys that we're on began a very, very long time ago, and will continue long after this lifetime has faded into memory. So gathering together, as we do every week, generates energy that can and is drawn on by countless others. Coming together and blending our lights creates energy that serves not only ourselves, but humanity as well. If you want to learn more about me, I invite you to go to my website, barbaradelong.com, and Mary's website, which is psychicmediummary.com. There's lots of information there, as well as links to all of the things that we do and information on the other shows that we're connected with. So it's a wealth of all, both sites are an absolute wealth of information for you. Also on Friday nights, on occasion, we haven't set up our schedule yet, but Jeannie and I are going to be doing Matrix Radio, and that will be from 8 to 10. And that's going to be an interview show. We're going to use it as a platform to talk about spiritual aspects. We're going to have people who have written books and have new philosophies, and it's going to be an interview informational show, and we're very much looking forward to putting that back on the air. It's going to be a roundtable discussion of all things paranormal and spiritual, and as Patrick has set it up, it's going to cover everything from UFOs to unicorns and everything in between. So I'll let you know when we get it kind of scheduled and we have things online so that we know it's going to be a regular thing. And hopefully you'll be able to join us on Friday nights as well. The other show that I do is on the first Tuesday and the last Thursday of every month. I am on Almost Heaven with Lizzie Starr and Hazel. And that's a lovely show with two amazingly spiritual ladies. And it's fascinating to talk with them and listen to them. I don't think I have ever done any show with any other spiritually oriented people that I haven't learned a great deal. And it's a wonderful learning experience as well as lots of fun. Jeannie is in the chat room. And though she doesn't read, she can answer most of your questions, like the length of the queue and where you are. Mary and I have difficulty multitasking, talking, reading, and texting at the same time. So please, 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 if you have questions, ask Jeannie, and she'll either filter them to us or answer them herself, which she is fully capable of. Let's see, number of other things. Whispers of Spiritual Wisdom is out there. It's my book, and it's a lot of fun. My website has been tremendously expanded, and probably before the end of the day, you'll be able to go on there and see all of the videos that I've done and been involved in. The South African video is going to be there, Keepers of the Stones, several things that Patrick has done. So keep checking back on the website. The What's New page is the one that's been totally rewritten, and it has a ton of new information on it. So check that out. There are books there. There are products. When I was doing my arts and crafts fair, I put all of the vendors up there with links to their websites so you can kind of shop there. It's really kind of cool. And my Cafe Press store is under renovations as well. There are going to be another 30 of the Mandelas up there, and all of the products are being expanded greatly as well. There's going to be actually, surprise, surprise, jewelry there. So do keep checking back on that. Now, my special guest today is Mary Peeler, and she is one of my, oh gosh, most favorite people ever to work with. She is talented, she is gifted, she is extraordinary, and she is humble. So that's why her microphone isn't turned on right now. She is so gifted and compassionate and loving and kind that it is an honor to work with her, because I always learn from her. She has gifts and talents and skills that you know, I don't want to take away from her, but I'd love to learn how she does some of the stuff she does. And she is always so gracious about coming on the show and giving of her time to us, because I know she has a tremendous amount of activity that's going on around her, and she's a very, 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 very busy lady. And she always, once a month, finds time to squeeze me and this show in, and I am so grateful for that, because her presence is just such a pleasure to be in that you know, I can't tell you, she is a true gift of the spiritual realm to humanity. So let's see if I have embarrassed her enough, and now I'll open her mic. Hi, Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am, and I am embarrassed. Who are you talking about?
I'm talking about you.
Oh, you're so sweet. You're so sweet. Did you ask my husband, my secretary? So, but thank you, Barbara. No. And, you know, everything you say about me, I can say about you, because you just have a magnificent talent and gift. and magnificent way of saying it. And that's why everybody tunes in here, because they love to hear what you're going to say. And I will tell you, I laugh all the time because you and I are so much alike, but at the same time, we are so different. And anybody who wants to test that one out, just listen to us give past life
yes.
readings. Oh, my God. Barbara goes off into the fairyland, and I have people cleaning toilets.
Well, yeah, and to be fair, we have done both in our past lives. So that,
yes,
you know, it's,
we have.
And you know, all of them are important. And you know, I have to admit, though, Mary, I don't think I've ever pulled a past life of somebody who cleaned toilets for a job. But
really?
No, but I'll go looking. You know, I usually just ask for, give me the weirdest, give me the strangest. And you know, I know, and you know, when every medium works differently, and you know, you are more of a, you know, give me the most important, wonderful, spiritual, and I'm, give me the weirdest one so I can shock this person. So
I know, and it's, I hope somebody today asks for a past life, because every one of our past lives influences us and helps direct us in our path in this one. So
uh-huh.
for me, they have great value because they show me where I am and where I've been and what I've learned from. So they're a lot of fun, but they're also a learning tool. And,
absolutely.
So, Barb, we never figured out how you and I had past lives together, because obviously we had to. We began to talk so much, we always thought we had something in common. So wonder if we did have a past life.
I think we've had several, and you know, the first one that comes up here is that it's really funny because it goes back to the it's unusual for me because usually there's 100 years between lifetimes, but this is in the I get a past life that's back in the 1910s, 14s, and we were a vaudeville act.
Really?
Yeah. We were a vaudeville act, and you know, we worked well off of one another, and you know, we traveled all over the place, and we did all sorts of strange and unusual places as we had as readers, actually. So yeah, the first past life that I get is one that was, you know, actually in the not too distant past, where we stood on a stage and often had fruit thrown at us. So
hey, that helps buy our dinner.
Yeah, in other words, I don't think we were great, but we had a wonderful time.
Well, hey, if they're throwing cabbages and fruit, for goodness sake, that's our dinner. So,
absolutely.
And I have to say, because Pootie asked about Bee Hers, and Bee Hers had surgery yesterday on her leg, and so I was letting everybody know Bee was better, but the reason I'm bringing it up is because our act, and B always said you and I should take our act on the road.
Yeah,
so this is the modern equivalent of it, isn't it?
It is, and this is as much on the road as I want to do, because I've done on the road and I didn't like it at all. So I lived out of a suitcase for almost 3 years touring the country with the cards, and I've been to tons of places, but mostly I've seen airports and metaphysical bookstores and nothing in between. So I'm not going to do that one again. But I do want to redirect a little bit here. Mary has redone her website, and it's
yes.
fabulous, and it's beautiful. And I just so much absolutely wonderful work went into it, and there are pictures of Mary there if any of you are curious what she looks like, and it's an amazing website, and I think a relative did it, right?
Yeah, my daughter-in-law did. She did, and she's got a lot of stuff there, and I am very grateful to Andy because she really put a lot of work into it. So
oh, yeah.
I thank her very much, but I hope you will all find me at psychicmediummary.com and email me and say hello. And when you're finished with that, Barbara's website is so good, and I am always tempted to go shopping over there because she really does have a lot of good vendors. And now I got to go out and check out the jewelry that she's showing because I didn't see those the other day, Barbara.
That's from Cafe Press, and Cafe Press is still under construction, so it's going to be probably another week before the new products are out there. But you'll be able to buy necklaces that have Mandelas on them.
How beautiful.
You know, so you'd be able to buy, like, the abundance card on a necklace or a bracelet. And they are just absolutely beautiful. And I was blown away by them. So, and, of course, the cards fit right into that genre. You can get little dangle earrings and a necklace, and it's really cool. I'm looking forward to this. It's probably going to be another week before we get that up and running again. But also the rest of the deck of cards is going to go up, so there'll be an additional 30 patterns up there. And it's going to be amazing. But what I'm most excited about, actually, are the videos, because I spoke with the guy that's doing it today, and he has them all ready to go, and he's just, it's the technical part of doing all the linking and everything. And so if you want to get a gander at not only what I look like, but Patrick and my house and the view and everything, it's in the South African video because it was filmed right here, at least our interview parts of it were. And so that will be up and out there for anybody who wants to see that, along with the 43-minute Secrets of the Stones, along with a couple of other things that Patrick and I have done. So it's going to be exciting.
The Secrets of the Stone is a really good video if anybody's curious. Watch it. It's really good.
Well, thank you. We had fun with it. We did. So where are you traveling to next?
We're here until next month, and then we're going to do our snowbird stuff and go back to Florida.
Oh, goodness. Well, I will envy you that because
the Cola area can just come and see me.
Well, actually, we're in for a big storm. Apparently, Jeannie is being snowed in as we speak. So it's going to be kind of fun to see if she sticks with us for the whole show.
And Pooty is getting it too up in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I haven't. You know, I'm. It's gray here, but I don't see a snowflake yet. So I kind of am hoping because I like being snowed in because I don't have any place I have to go. So it's kind of like, okay, I just hunker down with it's me and the cat. You know, and instead of a 3-dog night, it becomes an 8-cat night.
That's good, Barb.
Well, that's where that term came in. It's so cold, you need 3 dogs to keep you warm. Three-dog night.
3-dog night, exactly.
That's
yep.
where it came from.
Well, I know.
We have a few people here in the queue. we have more than a few. I do want to, do stress to you guys, if you want a reading, to call in early rather than late, because we do try to get to all of you. And Jeannie has been screening her little heart out here. That's why nobody's heard anything from her for a little while. By the way, Jeannie and I have an ongoing debate going on here. Let me just throw it out there. I said I wasn't going to do this, but then I just changed my mind. I start the show with Imagine, because to me it is hopeful and spiritual, and that's what we're all about. And the song talks about, not what the world is like, but what it could be like if we all, became as spiritual as we are all capable of becoming. Someone, I won't mention her name, in Virginia, thinks that it's a little down, it's a depressing song, and I said it was hopeful. And if you agree with someone in Virginia and have an alternative to suggest, I'm open to it. I told Jeannie that I'd be open to any suggestion, but, don't criticize and without giving me, something else. So what do you think, Mary?
Well, someone that I read for just 2 days ago mentioned the song Imagine, and he thought it was brilliant and it was encouraging. So I'm in favor of Imagine.
Yeah. Well, and like I said, I'm not criticizing someone in Virginia, but
who could that be?
I don't know. I just want her to remain anonymous.
Oh, okay.
but
in
you
Virginia.
Know, in Virginia. But no, I am always open to suggestions. Always, always, always. And if anyone out there has a better song that can be used as an entree into my show, I will happily change it. It's not carved in stone. I just happen to think for now I like it. But I could like something else just as much.
Well,
so
anybody have an opinion? Let Barbara know.
Yeah. Yeah, I just... And you know, it's Jeannie's opinion, and she's entitled to it. I just if
that's
there's
the one in Virginia.
In Virginia, yes. I you know, if somebody knows of another song that would be more appropriate for this show, please kick it out to us, because I would really, really love to have, you know, something that really. And Jeannie had a good point that it's not up and perky. It's more slow and mellowish, and since the show is now no longer, you know, on late at night, that maybe a peppier song would be more appropriate. So let me know what you think, guys. Okay.
I will always listen to Jailhouse Rock by Elvis. He always gets me in the mood for everything.
Well, then, Mary, you have to start your old show back up again and use that.
Okay, I'm in favor of Imagine, because I am not starting my show up. I have your show. Thank you.
Okay, dokie. Well, we have a number of people in line here, so let's jump in. We've got Michelle. Hi, Michelle. Are you there?
Hi, yes, I am, Barbara.
How can we help you today?
First, I want to tell you, I actually do like the Imagine song. It is a little down, but what I like about it is it's very hopeful. That's why I like it.
Yeah, that was basically my thought, too. But, you know, I get really kind of melancholy and mellow, and it gives me hope. But it all depends on who you are and you know, what perks you up. But hopefully Mary and I can perk everybody up, even if the song mellowed them down. So,
where
are we going today?
We are going to my career, please. I think my career is finally moving along. I think I'm in the right direction, and I think it's good. And I'd kind of like to know some insight about that. And also, I have like a business partnership that I'm kind of starting with somebody, and I'm really hopeful about it. I think it's really positive, and I'd like to get some insight on that.
Okay, I'm going to hit the business partnership, and I'll let Mary hit the career.
Well, wait. Could I have her name again, please? I missed that.
It's Michelle.
Michelle, thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I think that relationship-wise, this is a very good partnership. It's a good business arrangement. It's a good give and take. It's a good business type arrangement. I'm not sure I would go any further with it in any direction, but you know that old adage that, you know, you don't do some things where you work. So, you know, keep it as business, and I think you're fine. I think that there's a really good synchronicity here of energy, and I think it's going to work out well for you. Just make sure you have your lines drawn and don't step over them.
But so, I mean, I don't plan on being any more than friends, but being business and friends is okay, though, with this one?
Business and friends is perfect. Perfect.
Okay.
You know, absolutely. Mary, what do you have on the job?
Well, I really feel that I think that the more you step up and are in control of finances or whatever it takes in your job, I think that you're happier. I think that when you speak your mind, Michelle, and you look at it as a moving forward and you are happy with the job you're doing, always doing your best, being the creative energy, I think it works well for you. Have you had two changes recently in the job?
I don't know how to answer that because I had one change, I guess, so far. One change, yeah.
Okay, well, there should be another one coming, but I feel like actually that doors are opening and you feel a little more like you can breathe better at the job. So I feel like the atmosphere is changing.
Yeah, I feel like being taken seriously, and I feel we're very like-minded, and I feel that I can go very far with this person as a business partner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I think you can do both. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm getting the element here of trusting your intuition and magic and miracles, expecting the unexpected. So even if you get a little queasy feeling in your stomach, it feels like that there are changes and shifts, like Mary said, and it does feel as though they're all very positive for you. So kind of be flexible and go with the flow, and I think you're going to be just fine.
Okay. And do you think there may be some travel involved with this?
Doesn't feel like it's initial, but I feel like 6 months down the road there may be some, but it doesn't feel like there's a great deal of travel.
I have to agree with you because it was like a slam first. So just give it time, lots of time here, and let it grow. And it does have potential, but slowly.
Okay. But this is going to be a long-term business relationship, right?
Yes.
I agree.
Okay.
On the right track, lady.
Finally.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we've got an old friend, Shelley, here. Hi, Shelley, how are you doing?
I was waiting. Hello, Shelley.
Hi, Barb. Hi, Mary. How are you guys doing today?
Doing well.
Now, Mary, I forgot to ask you, do you have snow where you are?
Me? No.
Yes, you. Oh, okay.
No. The sun is shining, and it got up a whole 40 degrees. But,
okay. Oh. I was just seeing a lot in the chat room about the weather, so I was just curious if Oklahoma got snow.
We are fine.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I ask you if you have rain?
yeah, we do. Mostly drizzly rain today, but yes, we do.
Okay.
And very foggy though. Okay. My question is I lost my part-time job I had with a architectural remodeling company. I got notified 2 weeks ago, and I officially lost it this week. So I'm not sure if it's just that, but I think it's other things. I've just been really bummed about my career and what I'm doing, and sort of losing a bit of interest with my long-term job, which is the conference that I run, and just trying to figure out what I'm, I still am interested in finding a full-time job for many reasons, and just trying to figure out, I guess what this year is supposed to be career-wise. And sort of secondary to that is, both of you know, I just recently went to the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas to meet up with a company in Reno who's been interested in my patent invention. And they still say they're interested, and we're just waiting on the two lawyers to connect, which seems to be taking forever. But the president wants us to develop 3D illustrations of the invention to start, hopefully in February, prototype. So that's moving positively, it's just slow. So I don't know how much involvement I will have in that going forward. I don't know where I sit with that. So.
Okay. Shelley, go ahead, Mary.
Shelley, I cannot, this is a waiting period for you. So whatever I'm picking up is going to be clouded by the simple fact that you are in a waiting period. And this is a time when you have to go, okay, it's twiddle thumbs time.
That's exactly what I feel like. And I just have, like, no... Not no, but almost almost zero desire, and I have to seriously focus almost every day to, like, get work done for the conference, which is my main job. But it's like, I got to find that, I've got to sit my butt down and say, okay, you got to do this, you know, versus laying on the sofa and watching TV or doing something else. And it's just hard.
Well,
so,
when you're doing this, remind yourself that the energy says it's waiting time. So when you are watching the movies, and I think every day should have a period in it right now, because we all have these ups and downs where you say this is rest time and that I'm just on the verge of a cliff jump off because everything is good. It's supposed to be this way. But let it happen, and every minute you're goofing off, count your blessings, honey, and say,
again and again,
ah, this is wonderful. You own your own business, Shelley. This is wonderful.
Well, and
enjoy your rest, and then things happen, and I think with the invention, this is a good thing. It will come about. You'll be surprised.
Yeah, I got to agree with Mary. It's a learn a little more patience, be easy on yourself. Things are going to pick up later on, and you're going to wish you had this time for rest that you have now. But it feels to me that, you know, as soon as March, it feels like there's a new flow of energy, a lot of stuff going on, and that it is a good time for you. But this is a gift. Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Well, one other thing I wanted to say, and it does relate to the career, and I have so many things really going on, which is still positive, is about a month ago, give or take, since I've had a very good relationship with my patent attorney in Detroit, I had an idea that's sort of been throwing around in my head for a while, and I thought, you know, it's finally gelled enough that I want to send it to him an email. It had nothing to do with the patent. It had something to do relating to his new firm, because he's established a new firm with two other patent attorneys in Detroit. And I suggested that I help start for his firm, it could be freelance to start with, their own marketing agency internally. Because I said, you probably have a variety of clients, small like me, you know, to very large, that come to you for obviously your obvious services, you know, but many probably don't know much or anything about marketing or, you know, logos or websites or trade shows or whatever. And I said, why not create your own internal marketing agency, and thus you can supply or give whatever offer those services to your clients when they come in. And so he likes the idea, but he's got to talk it over with his partner. So I don't know if that's something else that's going to pop up or what.
Well, I think you got a lot of stuff popping up, and you know, just enjoy it. This is one of those times when everything is happening. So you know, just enjoy it, and don't worry, don't analyze, just enjoy, because you know there are those times when it feels like there's a drought, but it doesn't feel like this next 12 months is one of those times at all. It's you know, it's the universe saying, please pace yourself.
Okay.
And Shelley, one other thing, because I know you, I am being told to tell you to get your butt back into jewelry making and put some fun right now. And just let all of this be on the shelf. I'm fussing like a mother, but that's too bad.
It's interesting you bring that up, because my big second bedroom in my new apartment is my office. Half of it is my office and half of it is crafts. And the last week, almost every night, I've come in here to clean up and go through and when I moved here, what do I not want to keep. But also, I have to get it sort of set up and structured so that I can then start doing it. Does that make any sense? Because if things are just here, there, and everywhere, I don't feel like I'm together enough to do that. So, yes, I'm on that path.
Okay, but never mind the mess. Just
do it.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay,
all right.
Nick, Kelly.
Thank you. You guys have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Okay.
You know, Barb, that sometimes we all beat ourselves up, and you know, Shelley knows I do this too, and you do too. It's we all beat ourselves up instead of enjoying our moments of relaxation.
Absolutely. And then, you know, we get frustrated because we think, uh-oh, nothing's happening. And the reality is there's a lot happening. You're not just not seeing it. And,
yes.
And so be grateful that the universe is sweating and you don't have to, because at some point in time it will be the other way around.
Yes, exactly. And then we'll be going, okay, I'm the biggest one to say that all the time. Okay, what happened? What happened? Where is it?
Yes, and I need a break. I need a break.
Yes, I need lots of breaks. Exactly. Yep.
Okay, we've got somebody else special here on the phone, and I'm going to embarrass her and talk about her behind her back, because I have control to shut her up. Cynthia Jordan has called
oh,
in.
Oh, I wondered.
And I love her. And if any of it, you have to be,
out. I'm sorry, I'm running.
You have
sorry,
to.
Sorry, honey, I locked the door out. Okay, I'm going back.
You have to be a little bit older to remember Jose Cuervo. You Are a Friend of Mine, which Cynthia wrote and performed and got an Emmy, at least nomination. I think she may have won it, too, for it. But on top of that, she is one of the most gifted and talented artists I have ever worked with. She She plays the piano and she sings and she plays the guitar, but the piano is what resonates to me more than anything else, just because it's my place. But she is not a technician; she is an artist with music, and she often does a show with me, and she creates the music for your soul from your birthday, and it is just the most breathtakingly music you have ever heard. She has recently done something that both Mary and I are working on. She has written an amazing book, and it's called Pearl, and it's out there. And Jeannie is looking for the link as we speak. It's on Amazon. It's on Kindle. And it is. She has also written the music that goes along with it, and the music is phenomenal. I want all of you to go on Amazon.com and or Kindle, and pick up Pearl, because it is written the way it is conversationally written. It is an amazing book. I haven't finished it yet, but it's the story of a brothel and in Texas, and it's phenomenal. It is entertaining, and hopefully it's going to be more than you know, a book and music. It's going to hopefully be on the stage or a movie or a TV series or whatever. But it is just phenomenal. And it's not a hard read. It's an easy read. It's the kind of book you curl up with when you have a blizzard coming. And enjoy the humor, enjoy the wonderful magic that she creates with her words. So now we'll bring her on. Hi, Cindy. How are you doing?
Oh, Lord. You remind me of that saying, I wish that people loved me the way that my dog loves me. Oh, that was, thank you for all of those kudos. I've been working really, really hard on this, Barbara, really to, because I feel like there's some things that need to be said, and I know that you know that from reading the book, that things need to be said.
Well, yeah, it does. It talks about women's rights, and it talks about how they've been treated, and it talks about, I mean, it's. And as I said, I haven't finished it yet, but I've listened to the music, and I just adore it.
Oh, thank you.
And, you know, I absolutely encourage everybody to get the book, because it is an amazing read. It's an easy read, and it isn't just that it's entertaining. It wakes you up and makes you think about women and how they're treated and how they're perceived. And it's you just are brilliant with the words. And I have to tell you, you know, it's obvious that you channeled it. And
thank you. Thank you. That's every day something happens where I go, okay, I get it. I know I did. Okay, I'm listening. At least now they've quieted down, though. Waking me up in the middle of the night saying, right. At least now they're very satisfied, everyone is. So
You want to give people a kind of hint as to what it's all about?
The book is here in San Angelo, Texas, this city was formed as a brothel, bordello, saloon,
mm-hmm.
to service the Great Western Trail and the cattle drive and the Fort Concho, which was protecting settlers from the Comanche that were coming west. And so it started, so San Angelo actually started as a bordello. And then the wool trade got real prosperous and it grew into a nice little city. But I started going into the history of the of West Texas and oil and cowboys. Of course, cowboys is always a nice, sexy subject. And so I started, you know, really investigating and seeing that women really, before 1920, their options were very, very, very small. If you didn't have a daddy or a brother or a son or a husband to take care of you, you were in bad shape, real bad shape. And so a lot of women would go into that profession of prostitution because they had nowhere else to go. They
mm-hmm.
had no other way to survive. And it was a really hard life. Most of them didn't live past 35 years old because it was a horrible, very, very hard life. A lot of abuse and drugs and that kind of thing, obviously. But I decided to take a lighter side, which is, and not look at all that, but look at ourselves as human beings, look at men and women, how we're wired differently. I come up with the idea that, you know, women can only get pregnant and give birth once a year, where a man can father a child hundreds of times a year, and we're wired that way. So that's why there's you talk about supply and demand. That's why that industry has always done well, because men, as mammals, as you know, as beings, that's what they do. And where women are more of the heart. But the book really talks about how when women come together and support each other, great things can happen from that, and that when we compete with each other, then, you know, that's basic survival. You know, I need a husband, I need a son, I need to survive. And but nowadays we don't need a man to survive. Nowadays women are being recognized for their for their intelligence, which
mm-hmm.
is always always been there. And and we don't have to play those funny little games like we did before. So everything really focuses on it's important to be a lady, it's important to have self-respect, and it's important to educate yourself, which is what Miss Pearl did with her girls. She made sure that those girls knew the value of themselves. And I think there's a real strong message in that for today's, especially the young girls, that self-respect is key for you to excel and find your own power in this world. That's what the book is really. And I know you and I talked about it before, but the sacred feminine, that golden thread of the sacred feminine, weaves right through the book.
Mm-hmm.
All the book. It's all about the sacred feminine and understanding that our bodies are sacred vessels that have so much to give when treated right.
Absolutely.
So
it's a fabulous book. It really is. And it's on Kindle, too.
You're so cute. I think you're the first person that ever told me, I'm going to buy it right now. Right now, I'm going to get. Okay, that's our technology now. We can.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So, thank you for doing that, Barbara.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure.
Only one first. You know, there's only one first.
Absolutely.
Can you tell us? I'm going to interrupt you, but can you tell us, Cindy, where to find it?
Right now, it's on my website, or like she said, Amazon.com on the Kindle. it's really
Kindle, because I just went while we were talking to Amazon, and I looked up you, but I didn't find it. So what did I do wrong?
It's called Pearl.
Pearl.
Pearl by Cynthia Jordan.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will go back because that does sound like something I want to read.
Yeah, no, and it's got a flapper lady on the front of it. It's beautiful.
Yeah,
wow.
There's a woman looking at pearls, and she's actually a Ziegfeld girl. All of the photos in the book are from the 1920s. Everything is pretty authentic. I didn't make up anything. All the stories in that book are real, are true, with slight altercations, and, of course, I use different names. Some of the incidents happened to me, people I know. The only thing I made up with my silly little mind was the Miss Hattie scene, but everything else is absolutely true in that book. So if you like historical novels and historical fiction, like I said, the only thing I made up were the names and of the girls, the names of the Everly sisters. Those are real. That's all real. Every bit of it is real. It just...
Wow.
The more I dug, even the girls that worked for the Everly House, Phyllis and all of them, those are all what I found in my research. Yeah.
It's beautiful. I'm looking at it right now, and it's absolutely a gorgeous cover.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
I think it really says it. I think, little girls dream of Prince Charming, and they don't dream about living in a shack. They dream about living in a castle with, they want to be a princess. I love Halloween when you see all the little girls in their little princess outfits, because that's the dream of a little girl, and then life happens, and then things happen, and it's up to us that know life to mentor to the young ones and help them cross those bridges, because they're so exposed right now to so many things, and just to keep them on track. But the most important being self-esteem, understanding that they are beautiful, powerful creatures.
Wow. Well,
yeah.
Now you called in today. Did you have a question?
Honestly, Barbara, I was just going to ask, what does what's going on with this? I mean, I feel like I'm on a boat that
mm-hmm.
we're going down the rapids right now. I just feel like it was already alive and thriving before I even started typing it. It already is.
It has a life of its own, and you're along for the ride.
Right.
The more you try to actually manage it, the slower it'll go. So it's sort of like let go and just enjoy the ride, from what I can see.
I'm telling my friends, I said, okay, I've thrown my oars overboard and God's driving the boat. My question would be is, what are we looking at as far as linear time,
I'm seeing February being the crossing of a threshold into a new level and dimension, and I'm seeing abundance coming in March. Mary, how are you doing with time there?
What's 8 months from now? August?
I believe it is.
I'm getting a little slower here, so but I feel like it's all positive. I mean, that's a really beautiful book out, and such a wonderful, wonderful story. And it can be repeated everywhere, honestly. So I think it's really great. Month's time, I think you're going to have some really pleasant news about it and feel like the end of this journey you have made some good progress financially.
Yeah,
okay.
And, the other thing that I'm getting is that this is, you just don't have any conception as to where this is going to take you. So I understand you wanting the time frames, and I would too. But the reality here is, every time you think things are slowing down and that maybe there this is it, something else is going to burst on the horizon here. I know when I did the cards, I just put them out there, and I never anticipated that for 20 years they would take me into places and experiences that I never would have dreamed or imagined. And I think that's the same kind of magical ride that you're on here with Pearl.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like it's my project. I feel like it's a divine project that involves a whole lot of people.
Oh, absolutely. And it will just keep evolving, you know, in spite of you. So, I mean, I think that's really the important thing for you to hear and remember. In spite of everything you try to do and in spite of all your good intentions, it will do and be what it's supposed to be, and it's supposed to be more than you ever imagined.
You know, I'll tell you something, Barbara. What's been so strange about this is I feel, you know, Jose Cuervo was Song of the Year, and I feel like this is way stronger than Jose Cuervo. I feel stronger about this than I ever did about Jose Cuervo. And I was listening to your little gal who was talking before, and she was talking about having the patent and everything. You're right. When you've created something and you think, oh, what am I supposed to do? I should be doing something to make this happen. And I learned with Jose Cuervo, you really don't have to. You just allow the universe to do it. The universe will do it. I was just curious to time frame. I can't. It seems like in this case, instead of me having to make things happen, I have to do things because they're already happening. You know, I mean, I've got several books out or speeches already lined up, and you know, book signings and all this stuff. I haven't even started soliciting yet.
The thing that I keep seeing here is, and you know, I mean no disrespect to anybody's religious beliefs here, but in many ways we become a creator. Instead of being, you know, something that was created, we become the creator, and you breathed life into it. You gave it birth,
right.
And now it has wings of its own, and it will take you to amazing places. So, and I'm sure Jose Cuervo continues to surprise you, and I think Pearl will just absolutely blow your socks off.
It was a divine assignment, as far as I'm concerned. Like you said, I breathed life into it, but it was already there when I started.
Uh-huh.
I've never had an experience like this. You talk about going into another dimension. Oh my God,
well,
it's been incredible. And they get so excited when you know they're there.
The cool thing is that in many ways you were the medium. It came through you, not of you.
Exactly. Oh, I knew these people. It was so interesting because, especially with Minna Everlay, I remember reading. I knew her, and I was writing about her. And then I got a hold of a book that was a first-hand interview with her, and I was dead on. Things she said I had already written in the book. It was crazy.
Uh-huh.
It's just crazy how that works, but it's been awesome. Thank you for all those kind words you said, Barbara. It's just been, and
well,
as
Jeannie
far as the movie, I've already wrote the theme.
Oh, God. Well, Jeannie put the link for the book in the chat room for those of you that are in the chat room. And so it is an amazing book, and I'm so glad that you did it, and I'm so glad you called into the show. Thank you so much.
Love you, Barbara. I love you. I was so glad I saw your little email there, and I went, hey, I'm not busy right now. There we are. Okay, let's do this.
Well, thanks for calling, Cindy.
Okay, have a great afternoon, and thank you to your friend as well, and Jeannie and everybody, okay?
Thank you,
Cindy.
Bye-bye now.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, bye.
That's so cool.
It was, and when I saw the picture on Amazon, it's so beautiful.
Oh, it's a phenomenal book.
I hope they do buy it.
It's the kind of book that you just have to read. You just have to, and once you started it, you can't put it down. So,
her process, because, you know, there's a lot there. Wonderful
absolutely.
That she was excited. Absolutely wonderful.
Okie doke. We got Faith here. Hi, Faith. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you both?
Hi,
hey,
Faith.
We're great.
Hello.
How can we help?
I'm having a lot of positive experiences right now, but I also have a negative one that's kind of bothering me a little bit, and I was just calling to see if there's anything I might need to know to better myself in this situation.
Okay. You want to give us a little information?
Faith, are you talking about your son?
No, I'm talking about my dad.
Oh.
I just wanted to know if there was anything that could, you know, help me at this time.
Say that again? Because you've got so much worry around you.
Yeah, I'm trying not to, and usually I'm really good at it, but I've noticed a nervous energy in myself today, and I don't know why I'm not being able to hold it back. I've been trying to do protection spells to, you know, help protect me from any negative energy.
Well, I think this is all about making a decision and also asking yourself, who are you trying to please? Are you trying to please the God within you, or are you trying to please someone else's idea of what life is all about?
I'm trying to get him to see how great it could be. That was my goal, but I didn't feel like sometimes I don't think that's obtainable.
He has to come in his own way, in his own time. So that's a big thing. You have to put your energy back on you and your immediate family, because your dad is kind of out of it right now, and so you have to say to yourself, Dad has to learn on his own time.
Okay.
Yeah, I think one of the things that all of us always struggle with is that even though we can see what is an appropriate response and an appropriate way to do things, every lifetime we come in with things that we have to experience in order to learn things. And we don't learn things because somebody tells us what's right and stuff like that. We learn from experience. And sometimes, even though it's devastating to watch, you have to step back and you have to allow people to go through that process so that they can gain the wisdom that you already have. Because at some point in time, a lifetime or two or 20 or 30 ago, you needed to do the same process. And it's, you know, it's sort of like it's watching a train wreck. Sometimes you just have to watch the train wreck and help with the pieces afterwards. It does feel as though one of the problems that you have is that you're an empath, you're a natural empath, and so you're feeling, you're being pummeled by all sorts of emotions all over the place around you, and you know, a lot of them don't have anything to do with you or your life, and therefore, you know, you're just overwhelmed. So what are you doing to protect yourself? I mean, because of your sensitivity, you really need to do something that will protect you. I mean, there are prayers, there are visualizations, you know, seeing yourself in a bubble of light. There are all sorts of things you can do to sort of filter out the stuff that comes flooding into you constantly, not just your father, but other stuff as well. So what are you doing?
Yeah. Well, I didn't do this until I was pretty deep in some anxiety, but I did a protection spell, a meditation where I just close my eyes and I meditate on being inside of an egg and having Archangel Michael put blue over the egg and then another layer of light violet, and it was a meditation that I read out of a book.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did today, and it did make me feel immediately better, but I just noticed that I can't get the feeling to go completely away yet. So.
Well, I think you were on overwhelm and you know, given a little bit of time. The other thing that I would suggest to you is drinking a lot of water, because that does help to flush stuff out. But you know, the meditations and the visualizations are especially for you, are crucial. And I wouldn't start a day without one, or end the day without one, because you're a magnet to all sorts of stuff, and you're a natural healer, and energy is just going to be sucked towards you, and you can't process everybody's everything all the time.
Yeah.
So be kind to yourself.
Okay.
That's what it all boils down to. We make progress when we accept where we are, just as Barbara said, and go with the flow. So let it be. Barbara's
okay.
Right.
Yeah, we can't change anybody else's destiny pathway. We can't intervene in their karmic journey. But we can be supportive of the positive stuff that goes on around them. And maybe that's something that you can focus on, being supportive of. It's sort of like being supportive of all the good stuff and just quiet when the other stuff happens. And it's sort of, subliminally they finally get it that I got a wonderful response when I did this. I didn't get any response when I did this other thing. So let's do more of the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it does work.
Okay.
Thanks for calling.
And when you release it like that and let others take care of themselves or whatever, you know what? It stops the mirroring and the fear coming back to you. So the anxiety releases, and we don't feel the pressure of all that anxiety and worry and fear so much.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and then you can put your attention on all the other stuff you got to do.
Okay.
You're on a good path, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Oh.
I'm trying my best.
Well, you know, just when Mary said that, something else occurred to me, too. Do you take sea salt baths?
Yes, I do.
Okay, that again, will help you.
Okay.
So just understand that the you have such a great sensitivity here, and I don't know there's any way to turn that off, so you have to deal with what it brings into your life.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay, great. Take care now.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you both. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Oh, wow. Life, ain't it grand?
It seems like we go one step forward and two steps back some days, doesn't it?
It does. And you know, you kind of, I think that's what life is about. That's what evolution is about. And I think most of us really try to push things ahead faster than is appropriate. And when we do that, we get in our own way. I think the thing that I have told more people in the last couple of weeks is get out of your own way. You're getting in the way of what the universe wants to do for you. You're getting in the way of the universe helping you. You're getting in the way of the universe showing you the right direction and the right path. And it is hard sometimes because we really want things to be different or better or stranger or more unusual or whatever. And sometimes the sitting and waiting and being patient for the universe to move us ahead is just, it's painfully slow. But if you do, the trip is much, much easier and much better.
It is. And be happy about waiting because we can use a mental process. We can always use our affirmations and we can go in that direction. But every time we let that fear in and we let that exasperation cause us to have anxiety, then we're slowing the movement down. We're not stopping it. We're just slowing it down to a crawl.
Exactly. And Mary has a new section on her website that isn't up yet, I don't think. It's called Mary's Mantras. And if any of you want affirmations, I'm going to really shame you into doing this.
I am working on it.
She has wonderful affirmations for so many different aspects of life. And she's going to put them on her website and share them with us. And they work, and they're amazing. So you check her website. That's Psychic Medium Mary. And keep looking at it. And if you don't see them up in a couple of weeks, just start emailing her and flooding her mailbox, and she'll get them up.
I have to get my dear Andy up to do that, but she will. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay, we've got Anne here. Hi, Anne. How are you doing today?
Hi, just fine.
How can we
Hi,
help?
Hi, Anne.
Hey, you've been talking about patience and all that kind of stuff, and I'm sort of doing the opposite. My boat is in still waters, and I'm just crawling out of my skin. So I just need to know, my work is just, I'm just not getting much work, and I'm just wondering if I need to look for a new place to live, go to another city, or I just am not feeling like, not feeling very wanted where I am.
What do you do?
I'm a photographer.
Oh, okay. You do know this is the downtime of the year, right? That nothing happens in January usually at all, ever?
Well, people make plans for, maybe that's true. I don't know.
It is true. And everyone is, you know, looking at tax time and everything else so that you know, almost everybody pulls into a shell in January for one reason or another. So January, you got to give it as you know, take a break on that. But, you know, I'm seeing your career and the place you are being, where in New York are you?
I'm in D.C.
Okay. I misread what Jeannie said.
I thought Washington. About going to New York. It's interesting you mentioned that.
New York might be a better place for you.
That's what I'm wondering. That's why I'm calling.
I'm seeing Phoenix Rising energy here where it comes in the House of Home. So I would definitely say that there is a move in the works for you. Where in New York were you thinking of looking?
I haven't gotten that specific.
Okay. Well, let me get a little specific for you. Anything around New York City? Around it, not necessarily in it. And there are lots of wonderful little areas here that would be wonderful for you. And do you do, is it, per, you know, individual photography or is it events? I mean, what kind of photography do you do?
I'm all the way, just a wide, all the way from events to personal artwork that I'm trying to publish. I've got creative projects in mind, but I just need something that brings the bread in. You know, I have such trouble just surviving.
Mm-hmm.
So I need just something that brings money in.
Well, and I think there's a move here, and I think that from what I can tell, and you know, don't quit your day job or you know, all of that stuff ahead of it, but I would look for something in New York because I think your talent is more the aspect of the manifestation of the creative gifts within you appears to be more fluid and more comfortable in the New York area than in the D.C. area.
Okay.
And I know, have you lived in D.C. for very long?
No, and I had lived here before and had left, and now I'm back, and I've given it all I can give, and it just doesn't seem like they're very much into creativity to be... Just to make a
They're
broad
not.
Statement.
No. Go ahead, Mary.
Well, I have to interject that this is a perfect time for an affirmation, and there is nothing like counting your blessings and thinking seriously about moving to New York. I think there's a lot more joy in New York. Sorry if you live, you know, I just think there's open spaces and happiness there for you, but whenever I'm having a problem attracting clients,
I just simply use one of my favorite affirmations, thank you for all my blessings and all the blessings I am receiving. And I say that over and over and over, and I almost, within the next day, have clients calling me again and again and again. And you know, anybody who's trying to get an appointment with me, I'm booked pretty far out. So affirmations have always worked for me, and especially that energy loves to help those of us who are self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and anything between the New York and the Boston area is fabulous for you.
Okay.
Absolutely fabulous. There is a need to be close to the shore, because salt water has something, you know, there's something about your energy that requires salt water. You don't have to be in it, but near it is really important. And it feels to me as I keep hearing seagulls. So, you know, just put that in your hat. I don't know what that means, but I keep hearing seagulls here. And I feel that you will find something and that you will shift and change, and there'll be a birth of a new you before June. It feels as though there's a new balance in your life. I think you're putting pieces of a puzzle together, and there's a strength, and a spotlight falls on you in the March timeframe. That's where I see you, you know, getting it all together and shifting things around.
So in March?
Yeah, by March, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you see anything else?
See, lots of stuff here, but we don't have that long to talk to you.
Okay, all right, but it looks positive, does it?
It's all positive. It really is. It feels to me as you're right on the edge of a lot of new things beginning and beginning to manifest for you and stuff. So I would you know, again, the element of patience. You know, take give the universe time to make magic happen.
Okay, thank you so much.
Really does. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Change is so hard constantly. And
oh, it is, and we all have it. And when we go through it, we all think we're the only ones in it.
Well, of course, you know, come on. Our perspective is from the inside of this body, so of course, you know.
Yep, that's exactly.
But it feels like so many people are going through major changes here. And, you know, I would, you know, reflect everybody back on, I don't know, from June on, everybody was talking about the Mayan calendar and the world coming to an end and yada, yada, yada. And the reality is all of our lives have taken a major shift and change, so that the end of an era has definitely happened. And there's a whole new era here that all of us are having to wrestle with and come to terms with and get the flow of our life, you know, going in a new direction.
I would agree. So it's
okay.
But you know, it's like walking from the highway into the woods. If you look around, there's always something of beauty that we can find. And we're never really lost. We just have to look around and enjoy where we are at that moment. It might be frightening, but there's a lot of beauty there.
Well, yeah, and it's sort of like you're not lost. You just don't know where you're going.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm
not lost.
It is.
You know, I haven't the faintest idea where I'm supposed to be, but I'm not lost because I know where I am. I'm right here.
Yeah,
you know, that old thing, where are you? I'm here. What time is it now?
Yeah.
We do have control. It's just itty-bitty control, but we do have it.
We do.
We've got Julie in Nebraska. How are you doing, Julie?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, not snowy yet and kind of disappointed. We were all talking a little weather earlier, and there appears to be a huge storm going across the country, and I think I'm missing it, and I'm really disappointed.
I love snow. Yeah, Nebraska is normally white this time of year, and it is just brown. There's
really?
Nothing left on the ground. Yeah, that's not normal.
We're in a drought.
This is global warming. This is global warming, I guess.
Farmers need it.
How can we help you today?
Well, I'm going to give you a challenge. Are you ready?
Ready.
I'm going to ask for a date, a specific date. I was the September before that, so like 18 months ago, I was terminated from a government position, and they terminated me based on, they said, performance, which was not true. It was because I'm the union vice president, and I kept filing charges on them and winning, and so their solution was, let's get rid of her. The union filed our stuff, and we have been to arbitration already, and now we are waiting for a decision from the arbitrator, which was supposed to come by January 11th. Well, that came and went, and we contacted the arbitrator, and he said, well, okay, well, we'll have it by February 1st, or we'll ask for an extension. So in the meantime, I'm on every shutoff notice on the book here to get my, if I win, I get my job back and back pay for the entire time. I want to know the date. When is this guy going to send his decision through? And will I win, of course?
Okay. Well, I think, yes, I do believe you'll win.
That's good. Before I shut off, that's the question.
I mean, I believe you'll win, but from what I can see is that there's going to be a lot of legal stuff going on, and you know, I see you laughing, I see you celebrating, I see lots of things happening, but it doesn't feel like everything is really tied up into a nice, neat package until September. Mary, what
wow.
do you get?
Oh, gosh. Well, I see you winning, but I also see another opportunity coming your way, so I don't think you go back into the same position. That's what's interesting here to me. I think there's a great change coming your way, but it's very positive. And I've been hearing the number 3 since I heard your voice, so Barbara and I are quite different on that. I think it's about a 3-week to 3-month away. So I think it's 3 more weeks at least. So that would probably put at the end of February.
Okay, so he's going to ask for another extension. This February 1st deadline he gave us is truly going to come and go, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, really. It really feels like it.
And Barbara thinks, you know, definitely it's an extension, don't you, Barb?
Yeah, I do. I do. I you know, really strongly feel that it's an extension. But you know, it's sort of like you hang in there because basically they tie you up in court, hoping you'll go away. And
they don't know me very well.
No, I guess not. So it's sort of it's delaying tactics. It's, you know, they don't want to the lawyers don't want to bring this to conclusion because it means then they don't get paid. So they don't get paid, you know, for more time. So that it is in many ways the court system and the lawyers that are tying it up. And as far as the arbitrator goes, it really is to his advantage to stretch it out as long as he can, hopeful that you will get either desperate and go away, or, you know, run out of money and or go away, or, you know, just give up and go away. So they're dragging it. They will drag it just as long as they possibly can.
That's typical government, yeah. Okay, well,
also lawyers.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's also lawyers. You know, lawyers don't think in terms of days and weeks. They think of, you know, 60 to 90 days, 90 to 80 days, 90 to 180 days, you know. They think in terms of months. I don't think they ever do anything in as little as 3 weeks. I mean, you know, it would be fabulous if they did.
Yeah, the trial was actually over in July.
Uh-huh.
So I mean, we've just been waiting for the arbitrator's decision since then. And like I said, drop dead date was supposed to be January 11th. And
I think the arbitrator has got a lot of pressure from a lot of different directions. And basically what the arbitrator is wrestling with is how to keep everybody happy and keep his job. So I think politics plays in here heavy duty wise.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not surprised because it would be a big decision for unions all over the United States, actually. It's kind of a big thing that's going on right now. So, okay. I will try to figure out another way to pay my shutoff notices.
Yeah, I would. I would, you know, just you know, keep the status quo. I think you're going to do just fine. I think there's compensation here. I think that you're going to be just fine in the long run. It's the short run that is the tough one, and I understand that that's not easy. But, you know, get really creative, and I think you're going to discover stuff about yourself that you never imagined.
Okay.
Okay.
Good luck to you, Julie.
Yeah,
thanks
for calling. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. I've been involved in those kind of lawsuit cases and things like that, and they are absolutely devastating to be a part of. It's like you can't believe that they can, you know, string things along as fast as they do, as long as they do, when the answer is so very simple. But,
I know, but they just fight it. I mean, it's really complicated for them.
I think they should redo the whole legal system, because it really is so depressing.
Well, I'd have to agree with you on that in so many levels, and I think that she really is dealing with a multi-level faceted, as she says, all over the United States, and it's quite a big to-do. So we shall wait and see. But isn't it interesting, changing the subject just a little bit, how everybody today seems to all be dealing with impatience and waiting. It's so hard for all of us.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It
Let's
is phenomenal. Okay, we got Chad in Oklahoma here. Hi, Chad. How are you?
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
Hello, Chad.
Hey, I've kind of came across a corner in my life, which I grew up, I wouldn't say a haunted house, but I always saw stuff, and stuff always bothered me, and I finally stood up to it. And I went off to the military for a while, came back, got a family now, and I'm kind of became more spiritual, I guess. And I've started meditating, I'm astral projected, and my wife kind of scared me a little bit on that. And I just kind of want to see what y'all got on it, and maybe a past life.
Well, I have to know, I've got to know what happened on the astral projecting. Barb, don't you want to know that before you answer this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was amazing. You know, I practiced and practiced. I read books, this and that. I had some binaural beats on. And it starts off when I get my body vibrations going, like out of control, like my whole bed's shaking. And it feel like a freight train coming through, and my body would lift up. And the first one was amazing. I stand at the end of my bed, and I'm laying in my bed, and I'm like, look back at myself. I said, oh my gosh, I did it. So I just floated straight through the door. I was working nights tonight, and so I was sleeping in the daytime. So I floated straight through my bedroom door. I'm a little nervous right now, sorry. And my wife and my daughter were out there getting ready to go to the store. And I'm like, I leaned down. My daughter said, I didn't mutter the words in my mouth, but mentally I said, tell Mom I did it, tell Mom I did it. And my daughter kind of acknowledged it a little bit, maybe. And I just got sucked back into my body. And I was like, oh, my gosh. So I got up, I ran out there, and they're at the table getting ready to go to the store. But I had the shirts, the colors were all wrong and all that. And I've done it a few other times, but not to that extent. And my wife kind of scared me. You don't know what you're messing with, and so I haven't been able to do it since then.
Well, astral projection,
wow.
You know, astral projection is, I mean, it can't hurt you. I mean, if she's afraid, you know, you won't come back or you'll get lost and you won't be able to get back in your body, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
She's worried
about what I'd run into. You know, growing up as a kid, I used to lay in my bed and just shoot into the stars. And I'd get paralysis 3-4 times a night. But I'd always get scared because there'd be somebody in the room, like beside my bed or this and that. I'd always fight through it. And now it makes me smile when it happens because I'm not scared of it.
Yeah, I think there are spirits there. I think they're protective spirits and guides and things like that. So I don't feel there's anything evil or bad connected with it. I think that you need to learn how to do it a little more gently.
Okay.
I think in many ways your body is fighting the process, and that's why, you know, all the shaking is going on. It should be a very smooth process. And usually you just allow it to happen as opposed to making it happen. That probably is why there was the struggle, because you weren't really initially in the right place to allow it to happen. So there was fear and stuff like that. And that's what the shaking and everything was. I think it's a wonderful process. Everybody, you know, most people dream of flying, and that's basically the feeling that astral projection gives you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had those dreams, but I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, so you know, I think what you've got is a wonderful process here, and I think, you know, I would try to in some ways guide it by you know, saying to yourself, you know, I'm going to go visit Aunt Mehitable or whoever, and just see if you can, you know, pick up on what she's doing and what she's wearing, and then call the next day and check it out. It's a gift, it's a talent, it's a skill, and you've done it in past lifetimes. Mary, what are you getting?
Oh, I agree. I think that's wonderful, and I love hearing what you had to say about the calming of the body for extent astral projecting, because just like meditation, every time you calm the body, things work so much better. Let me get into a past life for you. One of them, I feel that you worked at a newspaper in like 1840. You were on the East Coast and you worked in a newspaper and you set type. I can see black on your fingers. So I think that's pretty cool, and I think that you carried that with you, that you like things arranged just so and neat and tidy. Okay, and you love the written word. And you see that too, Barb?
Yeah, I do. I feel that he has great strength and determination and likes to be in control. And this lifetime is basically a time for him to learn to surrender at times, and allow the spirit to do the steering so much of the ship of fate type stuff. When I look at past lives for this guy, he has many, many, many past lives where he has controlled armies, controlled people, controlled corporations and things like that. So he comes in with a sense of authority and control and wanting to have your fingers on every button there is, and the reality is in this lifetime you don't and you can't. So, you know, sorry.
So Chad, I saw you too. The second one I saw was you were a knight, and I can hear the clink of the armor and see you climbing up on a horse, and you did a jousting. That's easy to see. I don't think you had a very long life at that, but you really did jousting.
Yeah. What? Yeah. turned a corner in my life. I won't take all your time. I've turned a corner in my life here towards the spiritual. I'm realizing a lot of stuff. Do I have an ability to see things or feel things? Because I hear stuff, I see stuff.
You answered your own question.
It's out of control sometimes. But I love it. I'm loving it, though.
Well, the thing is, we don't control it. We allow it. And
right.
we try to be guided by it. And a journal of some sort, you know, writing this stuff down. Sometimes when we see and feel things and we're just starting out, we can scare the bejeebers out of family and friends. So the best thing is to write it down to validate what's happening and to sort of allow it to guide you. I do think that your wife is probably very intimidated and frightened by all this. So go easy on it. Keep a journal and keep quiet.
Okay.
And if you need guidance, if you want to, you know, get help or whatever. I'm pretty sure. Feel free to email me and ask for whatever. I'd be happy to help you in any way I can at no charge. And my email is barbaradelong@gmail.com. I'm pretty sure Mary would be open to having you contact her as well. And just sort of, if you need a reality check, we'd be happy to give it to you.
Okay. Yeah, I plan on seeing Mary soon, hopefully.
Do you have an appointment scheduled?
No, I'm going to, though. I just discovered you guys not too long ago. Now, this is the first time I've reached out to somebody like you guys that would understand. Because I'm looking at my dream journal right now, and I end up in classrooms all the time in my sleep. And
that's very significant. I will look forward to it.
Yeah, I just can't wait to speak with you, Mary Barbara. You guys are awesome.
Oh, well, thanks for calling.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take
it easy now. Bye-bye.
Okay.
We've got Lisa in New York. Hi, Lisa. How are you doing today?
Hi. How are you doing, Barbara Mary? How's it going?
Hi, Lisa. Hi.
Just had a little bit of flustery stuff right before you took my call, so it kind of worked out good timing.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. How can we help today?
Yeah.
Oh,
because
God.
We like it when people can speak.
Yeah, I was dealing with so many other things that kept taking me away from the call. I was like, oh, my goodness. Well, I was going to ask her a question, but I changed my mind about that because everything's in flux. I would like you to look into long-term love for me.
Long-term love. Is there somebody there now?
Yes, there's someone there now.
Okay, it just feels like things are a little crazy there for some reason. It feels as though there are shifts and things like that going on. Relationship is something you're here this lifetime to work on. And,
problems, there aren't problems between us or anything like that. Like, that person's building, like, their financial life, and I'm doing exactly the same thing. So that's the craziness. It's not him and I. It's what we have to do. Like,
well, I think that the important thing for you to remember is that neither of you should or can actually let go of your dreams and your passions. You have to follow them and be true to them. And I think that from what I can see, so long as you keep your focus on what the things that you need to accomplish, your goals, your dreams, your passions, and they do the same thing, the relationship is fabulous.
Okay.
Mary, what you got?
Well, one thing I saw, because, Lisa, when you came on the line, I immediately was told you're a very beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And then I flashed, and I think what you brought in to this world is a past life, but there is a past life where you were a harem girl, and so using your beauty and everything is part of what you do, but it also slows down the long-term relationship because all financial things can and everything can be done together. So I want you to think about that, because
your long-term relationship, I really feel, is where who you're with right now. And I want to just remind you to keep appreciating him as the king of your heart.
Okay. I feel like I do feel that way in a sense.
And okay, because that's because you ask about a long-term relationship. And so the more you, I think you're right in it.
Oh, okay. I mean, I'm shocked. When I asked long-term, I was just, that's why in the beginning I didn't say anything because I wanted to see what if you picked up anything else. I guess I'm just very open, and I'm open to receiving that love from him as well. I feel like I do show that. It's only been, like, I've known him for a few years. Our friendship and, I guess, journey together started in end of 2011 and throughout 2012, and the romantic stuff started in October, officially started in October. It started lingering and opening up in the summer. And I'm just like, I feel like the last time I saw him, I showed him those things with my actions and my words. I mean, are you picking up that something he's getting from me, or like, because I feel like I share that type of stuff, not in a heavy way, but I'm a real action-oriented person. Like, I show up for people. That's one thing I do say about myself. I show up for people. I don't just say I'm going to do something when I'm with someone I care for. I actually do the things.
Mm-hmm. I think he knows this. I think you guys are doing well together, all things considered.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think also this is another one of those cases of, for heaven's sakes, have some patience. Enjoy this. This is you're in one of the neatest parts of relationship, and so you know things. Relationships have their own lives. They have their own pace. They have their own rhythm, and. You can't make it your own. You have to allow it to become what it's supposed to become.
Okay. I don't feel like I'm trying to control anything. I just feel like I'm trying to understand where things are without getting so heavy, you know, like in heavy discussion. I just, I mean, with him is what I mean. I don't mind getting into heavy discussion with you ladies. that's not a problem for me. I feel like that's best for me.
Well, let me ask you, where do you want to be with him?
I want to grow with him. I want it to grow into something beautiful, something long-term. I'm actually more like a love partnership. I mean, the idea of marriage, it's changing for me every day. If there's no love partnership established, marriage is out of the question. So I'm more into building a foundation for a real solid love partnership. And, you know, and whatever that looks like from there, us building that. And I just haven't seen him since, like November, and we've been speaking, but that's why I'm like, I feel like there's something solid, but I feel like there's a part of me that's like, I don't know, because I'm the physical person that shows up. I mean, do you see when I will see him?
I'm feeling spring.
See him, or you... And I won't see him until the springtime?
No, I'm seeing a change and a shift by the springtime.
Okay.
So, you know, don't question, just enjoy.
Okay. Well, I just want to enjoy. I want to see him. Not
well,
every
if
day,
I were you,
like,
I would be making plans and asking him to join you.
Hmm.
I would take it into my own hands and see what I could do about arranging for you guys to do something together.
That's not being aggressive.
I don't think it's aggressive. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You can put it out. You can put it on the table. He doesn't have to take you up on it.
That's right.
Yeah,
so, you know, where is he located?
He's located, I live in New York City, so he's like an hour away or something like that, but that's not a problem. Commuting in New York is no big deal. It's not by car, it's by like fast mass transit. It's not inconvenient.
Get used to it, exactly.
Yeah, that's the way we live. It's not like we can meet in the middle somewhere. It's never inconvenient. So I would only like have to go halfway somewhere, and he would meet me the rest. you know, like, or he picks me up, depending, you know, like, sometimes he comes to get me. So, yeah, it's just, like, I guess I feel like I would love some chivalry. You know, that's really what I want, because I feel like I know how to open that door. I feel like the last time we saw each other, I opened up and did a lot of things. They were very well received. I just feel like I would love for him to, like, take the initiative now. I feel like I've done something already.
Well, give him the room and the time to do that.
Okay.
And at the same time, start affirming that the perfect man for you is there in God's own wonderful way. And if he's the one that is supposed to be doing it, then it'll happen.
Mm. Yeah.
You got to look in the mirror and tell God what you want.
Okay. I feel like I do that a lot. I've been detaching from the
results. Keep doing it, but you're not doing it on this.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be consistent, and you have to keep it you have to be constant with it, and that's where most of us sort of run dry.
Well, you know, I felt like I'd spoken to you months ago, and you told me that this would open up in November, and it did. Really opened up in November. And that was like 6 months prior to November. And I remember that I really, really focused on it. And then one day I just stopped because I was like, okay, I feel like I'm putting too much pressure on this situation. And then, you know, eventually it opened up. But I just feel like I don't want to pressure him. Like, I don't know. Like, you know, when you just
well,
want it to happen naturally.
Honey,
yeah.
If you say in God's own wonderful way, then you're not putting pressure on anybody. You're just telling the universe that you want better.
Yeah.
And then it all goes where it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm. And you pick up that's him in general. I think that's what you were both saying.
You know, yeah, I think that the person you're looking for is very close. So, don't you, Barb?
I do. I think that there's a certain amount of anxiety that you've got and wanting to have things nailed down and carved in stone. Universe doesn't do that. So you can get antsy about it, but you know, the reality is we have to take that flow. We have to get into that flow and become comfortable with that flow, and then everything happens like magic.
Yeah. I think I just would like to see him. Or, you know, see what's going on in that sense. Because I'm not the one to ask where this is going. I'm the one to see where it's going when I see you.
Okay.
You know, like because that's how I know. And right now, it's like nothing's going wrong, you know, but it's just like just a little bit of time would help me see spending time would help me see where you are, as in like him. I'm just trying to like,
well, suggest something and see where it goes. You know, you don't get something if you don't ask for it.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Give it a shot. Take the risk.
Yes.
Oh, I feel like I'm such a risk taker. Okay, I'm trying. I know. I have to figure out how to sit with that, because I just feel like, you know, I feel like I've really opened up a lot. So, and shared, and I'm like, I did that, like, you know, I mean, do you pick up his vibe on me, like, right now, in general?
I think he's got a lot of stuff on his plate, and I think that he's not really focused on relationship. Guys seldom are. So, you know, I would put something out there. I'd say, hey, you know, let's meet for dinner and see what he says.
Okay. That's what I'd do.
Oh,
I do the same thing that Barbara just said.
Yeah, if he's not focused on relationship, would he even want to see me? Like, that's what I'm saying. I don't.
No. You have to understand something. Men don't really sit around and say, God, I would really like to have a relationship. Relationships just happen to men. They don't go out looking for them most of the time. It's truly not in their list, their top 10 of priorities. You know, there are many other things that I won't go into, but it's you know, it's just not there. So if you want to find out, you just put out there and say, you know, let's meet for dinner. I'd love to get to know you. And then don't sit there and talk about relationships.
Oh, we never do that. We never do
okay.
that.
Well, listen, we got to move on.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We got a ton of people here. So, but, you know, good luck and, you know, get back and let us know how it goes.
Okay, thank you.
Bye,
have
Lisa.
Have a great evening. Bye, Mary. Bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye now. Okie doke. We've got Deanna here. Hi, Deanna. How are you doing today?
I'm so happy that you took my call, Barbara. It's so nice to hear your voice.
Always. Always.
I think you're still a special education teacher. It's just that you're educating a whole lot of special people now.
I jokingly used to say I did 25 years of teaching special ed to equip me to work with the general public, and I think it did well.
I think so. I think so. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Deanna. How are you?
I am in a state of wonder. I'm wondering what's going to happen next. And if it comes from spirit, all the better.
Okay, well, you're asking about job, right?
Right now, that's my concern because I'm back down to $40. But also about spirit, because there is someone from my past that has passed on. And difficult relationship. And I was wondering if there was any message, and maybe this person could, you know, carve or at least show, project the way ahead now that the person is in a different plane.
Hmm. Well, I'm seeing abundance coming into you in February, so I think that by the time we get to February, things are a lot better for you.
Thank you, Barbara. Thank you.
And it does feel that by the time you hit June, there's freedom and a new balance in your life. What are you picking up spirit-wise, Mary?
Spirit-wise, I feel like your angels are traveling very hard, flapping their wings, because I feel like also in February, maybe the beginning of February, I feel like you have more opportunities coming to you. And that... I am being told that you also have to take care of your health and do some resting here. I don't know if you're recovering from the flu, but I feel like I'm supposed to tell you that spirit-wise, it's good times are coming. I have to agree with Barbara at the end of February, sometime in February, but there are opportunities here for you. And one thing that I really have to say to you is that if you have a thought in your head, you're supposed to be speaking it, because right now is a time when spirit is telling you to stand up for yourself, because you're trying to make up your mind about a whole bunch of stuff. And if you do not speak your mind, you don't get where you want to go.
It's hard to trust oneself to say the right thing or to think correctly. That's why I always put brakes on my voice.
Okay, well, this time, instead of putting brakes on your voice, ask your guide to show you a gentle way to say how you feel.
Yes.
Okay? And
yes.
then you become aware that that they are always there with you.
Okay. I appreciate that.
Get messages. I know you do.
Yeah.
Yes, but I don't always trust them. I don't know if they're coming in from my, you know, one of the fragments of my personality, or if it is actually outside of myself. It's hard to have faith 24/7.
Well, but you know, the more we use that faith 24/7, the better it comes and the longer it lasts. But you do
That's
have opportunities,
true.
You have a reason to celebrate, but put your feet up and relax, and this whole day is about waiting and patience.
You know, I want to tell you, I'm looking out, I'm about 12 blocks from the water, from the ocean, and sun is shining on these two tall buildings as if it had, like, gold. It's like golden little spheres, and it's not a bubble, like, you know, Barbara. But
yeah.
It just looks so beautiful. I have to tell you that visual, because it's comforting to see the light like that. And especially when one feels a lot in darkness. Not all the time. You help to make it light and bright.
Well, thank you. That's what we're here for. And you know, I think that and Mary mentioned it before, counting our blessings, certainly having visions and images like that in our life is a blessing. And, you know, you do have a lot, and you're surrounded by wonderful things. And from what I could see, that you know, things are going to start breaking your way here, and they're going to be easier for you.
And I won't lose my, you know, this spot in the universe. That's really pretty much on my head still. So that's why I was asking.
Yeah, no, you're not going to do that.
Well,
you're gonna...
thank you.
Well, thank you, Deanna, for calling.
I don't want to hog up all the time, but I want to ask you, Barbara, if you could write me back. My email starts with Excel and then continues.
Okay. I will definitely do that. Definitely.
Thank you. Bless you and bless Mary.
Thank
bless
you. You too.
I love you. I love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got Connie in Colorado. Got to have snow there.
No. 60 degrees.
No?
Are you kidding me? No, 60 degrees in Denver.
Oh, damn.
But the reason why I'm calling, as you were talking about the changes that started in June for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And in July, me and my son lost my husband to Lou Gehrig's, and my son's 13.
Oh.
And since then, he seems to be doing okay, I think.
Uh-huh.
But me, I'm all over the place. I'm just kind of... all over to the place, to the point of being immobile.
Mm-hmm.
Is there changes coming for me? I know my husband came and see me last week. He took me somewhere.
Uh-huh.
It was very clear, and I knew it was him, and I'm good with that. But I'm wondering, what should I be doing, or what's ahead so I can get out of this day-to-day thing and look forward?
Okay, well, losing somebody that is your partner is a very hard thing to do, because it does feel as though you're suddenly not complete. And it is, you know, I mean, my goodness, it wasn't that long ago. So there is that element of understanding that you need to mourn. And sometimes it is just sitting down and having that pity party, and you deserve it, and you're entitled to it, and don't let anybody take it away from you. It's
uh-huh.
It's part of your process. There is the element here of, you know, it's interesting for me that when there is a couple that and one of them passes over, that there is a certain strength in the person left behind, because it's easy to go over to the other side. That doesn't take a great deal of work. But the people that are here watching the person make that transition go through a tremendous emotional wrenching. And I don't think that there's an easy way to do it. I think that it's something that those of us that go through it have to survive. And you do survive, and that the first year after someone passes, there is a tremendous amount of survival rather than living and participating in life. However, from what I can see here, you are at a point where you are starting to go through what I would call a Phoenix Rising energy, and that's being reborn out of this birth of a new aspect and quality of you. And you're right, by the way, your son is just fine.
Oh, good.
Your son is absolutely, perfectly wonderful. And please don't worry about him at all. He has wonderful memories, and he's moving on with life. And that is something that you are going to need to do as well.
Right.
And you're going to have to.
With my husband, it was hard because things got so bad, and he also had the dementia that went with it.
Uh-huh.
And anything that would go on or anything in his dementia, it was my fault. And they kept reassuring me that I was just the safest target. That there's
And you know, if it's any help, they lash out against the ones that they love the most.
Uh-huh.
So that you got all of it is a very, it's a strong sign as to how much and how deeply he loved you.
Oh, I loved him too, even when he was a stink.
Yeah, no. I think that what you've got going on here is just, you know, kind of letting go of that abuse and remembering the joy and the love and the wonderful things that were there. And I can absolutely relate to what you're saying and understand the process you're going through, but you have to understand you're here because you still have work to do. And it's your work, it's your passions, it's your gifts that you need to give to humanity. And part of your reason for being here was to help him in his transition. That was an agreement you made in a past life. And
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and I also, how old are you now?
I'm 52.
Okay.
We were late starters with kids.
Okay. Well, I can tell you that you are not meant to be alone for the rest of your life. That right at this moment you don't really need to hear that, but I can tell you that because of the kindness you gave and the compassion that you gave and the nobility with which you helped him making his transition, it does mean that there will be others that will be near you and close to you. And you know, I'm not going to say that there's another soulmate out there or anything like that, but I can promise you that you will not be alone, that you will have the kind of compassionate companionship that you gave. It will be returned to you in kind. So that
we always wondered if we had been together in another life, because
dozens of them. Dozens of them.
We went to college. He was 45 and I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew he was from Wyoming. Well, my grandmother was from Wyoming. And it turned out in 1915, my grandmother worked for his great-grandmother in the same tiny town. And we always joke that our families had unfinished business, so they just put us together.
Well, I think you're right, because the law of karma does fall here. But you know, you've just got a little bit longer. The universe is going to give you a pass to do whatever process you have to do. And you need to start looking into what are your passions, what are the things you feel strongly about, and what are your gifts that you want to play with and celebrate with your time that is left, because you're not done. You got a long time here to go. So there is.
Yeah, I told my son 86. He's got me until I'm 86. I have no idea why.
Over 100. No.
Oh, wow.
Over 100. So you've got a lot of stuff, a lot of really cool stuff going, but you're in a process. So understand the process and allow it to happen. I lost my husband 3 months ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So I'm not. He's in a great place.
Yeah, my husband's having a ball.
Yeah, no, my husband is traumatizing the other side. I just don't know why they let him in. But you know, you have things you need to do.
When he came to me, he kept telling me to quit being so tough, that he couldn't be here to coax it out of me, and he doesn't want me to crash and burn. Because I'm just been tough and holding everything together, and he knows what I need to do.
Yeah. I'd let it out, and you know, otherwise it's going to eat you up inside.
Yeah.
So have good cries. Feel sorry for yourself. You deserve it. Give yourself chocolates. And then you know, starting in February, let's start rebuilding. Let's start doing things that are fun. Let's start looking for laughter. Mary, what are you getting? I took this one over real fast. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I just love that you just said chocolates, because the whole time I'm just listening. And the only message I keep getting is, get yourself a box of chocolates.
That's my favorite comfort food.
So, you know, that's spirit talking, and I love it that Barbara got it, too. So pay attention, sweetie.
Okay. Well, I believe he's having a good time. He was trained as a clinician, a mental health therapist. And right after he passed, we had the Aurora shooting.
Oh, wow.
And then we had the Jessica thing, and I had asked him, and then when we were together, I said, where were you? And he says, you are right. I was helping them. They were confused.
Mm-hmm.
So he's doing what he loves.
Oh, yeah. And you know, he's really in his element. And you got to find yours.
Yeah.
It's not easy, but you will do it, and you will have an amazing life ahead of you. So it's the beginning of a whole new life, and it's going to be a joyful one, and it's going to be a gentle one. So,
he's a gift.
Yeah, how old is he?
13.
Oh, yeah.
He's very blunt. He's a Scorpio.
Oh, God.
And me and his dad were Sagittarius. So.
Oh, my heavens. Well, he will give you gray hairs, but that's okay.
Oh,
you know.
He's already done that. So.
All right. Well,
thank you both very much. And I see Mary online. I'm on her group. And
you.
Oh, great. Well, thank you for dropping in today. We really appreciate you.
And I appreciate you, and blessings to you both.
Bye-bye.
Oh, well.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Okay, we unfortunately are leaving people here, but I have to get to work, and so does Mary. So those of you that we didn't get to, I do apologize. But call in earlier next time, and we will get to you. Chat room, you've been amazing. And, of course, Jeannie, as usual, needs a raise. And Mary, thank you so much.
And thank you, Barbara, and thank you, Jeannie. I always have so much fun. And, Barbara, you are amazing, absolutely amazing. And I'm glad you and Jeannie are in my life. Thank you.
Well, we are definitely glad for you, because you make for a very unique show.
Right back at you, kid.
I will talk to you soon.
Weekend.
Thank you, you too. And everybody else, stay warm. Stay dry and stay happy. Bye-bye now.
Bye.